Yes, it's the Christmas show, the year in review, and we're going to have a chat to our great mate Bobby Bajram. Good morning to you, Bob.
Hey, Neil, how are you, mate?
Yeah, going very well. Now, I saw some photos of you and a bit of a video. It wasn't Kosciuszko, but it was one of those high mountains. It was a Bogong that you were stomping around in the skis and doing a bit of training.
Yeah, it was Victoria's tallest mountain, Mount Bogong, which I went up with the director of the Falls Creek Ski Patrol and said, all right, get up and do some training in preparation for Mount Everest.
And he was working you pretty hard, and a couple of times there the MS was kicking in a bit. So how did you find it all?
Yeah, well, the MS gave me a hard time. I got to the top and bottom again, but it was very painful, as you could see. But that's what I do. I make the impossible possible. But it was a painful it took about 8 hours to go up and down. But I did it, and that's what you got to do. It builds resilience and mental toughness, Neil.
And, you've needed a bit of that too, because you've had a couple little trips to hospital just to monitor, see how things are going. What's the situation there?
Oh, well, with hospital, I've been in a hospital a lot this year because the MS is playing up really badly with me. I'm on a new medication that the hospital's put me on called Rituximab. And hopefully it'll reduce the amount of attacks that I have in lieu of me getting training inconsistently for Mount Everest on September the 2nd, 2017.
So we've confirmed that date now, because at one stage you were hoping to make it in May, but we're going for September now?
Yeah, well, the thing is May. I'm going up with the Australia's premier mountain climber called Andrew Locke.
Yep.
And he swapped it to September. He goes, because look, Bobby, it's the main climbing season on Everest in May. And he said, what happens is it'll be, you'll get, people have to wait. The mountain's packed with people wanting to get up.
Wow.
He goes, for you, MS, it's not a good look. So it's a little bit colder. It's a little bit more weather dangerous in September. He goes, but it's okay. He's got a really big team of Sherpas and doctors and they're keeping the hospital open for me on Everest Base Camp in September. So he goes, that's when we go. It's the safest for you. We want to get you up and down in one piece, Bobby, and make history.
Absolutely. We certainly do. Now, when we last spoke in the studio, you just about got all of the setting up for the funding and trying to raise all the money for disabilities. So how's that progressing?
Okay, I still need some more money, so if people could to help me get to Everest, if they could go to the GoFundMe page at bobbybajram.com, that would be really good. Could I mention my sponsors who are helping me out, Neil?
You've got to run through those for sure. They're terrific.
I mean, the thing is, they're great when the sponsors like in Sorrento, Italy and Co, who really keep me up. Fuel me up. There's Italy and Co, fantastic Italian restaurant there that really helped me out. Jayco, Fitness First, Falls Creek, of course. Sorrento Catering, Barry's out there in Sorrento Catering. He's got a great new restaurant in Queenscliff called the 360Q. So get out there and have a check it out. And Morty Surf is fantastic to me. And Marble Ice Cream in Sorrento, and Alien Gymnasiums. Alien Gymnasiums, I'm training all summer down, because I'm down at Sorrento all summer on the Sorrento foreshore. So, and in between, there's a big fundraiser that the Peninsula Cinemas are having for me. There's also the Three Palms Restaurant that I'm having a big fundraiser, and I'll give you the details. Who really support me also. The Sorrento Hotel, Rob, baking Sorrento is fantastic. The Mola Red Cafe, where I go and have brekkie and rye there before I go out and train. Blue White Media, who are my media people. Easy Auto, Prestige, who are the car people that get me and drive me around and all that sort of stuff. So, and also, if you want to get in contact with me on my email, bobby.bajram@bigpond.com, if you want me to come and speak to your schools or your workplaces, I'll come and do that. But, there's a lot of people who are supporting me and like just Italy and Cara down there in Sorrento have been superb, and Barrisville and Sorrento catering and all the rest that I've mentioned, you know, Morty Surfer and the whole lot of them down there at Ailey.
So that's fantastic. The local support's great, yeah.
Yeah, the level of support is fantastic. You know, even Lynn Fox and Peter Fox down there at Lynn Fox have been fantastic. So all of them, you know, like Jerry Ryan's and Jayco on Fitness First at Falls Creek. And like, so I've got a lot of support. So if everybody on the peninsula can go to the GoFundMe page on my webpage and still, you know, make contributions of $1, $2, I still need some more money to get to Everest, that would be fantastic. And like I said, my webpage is bobby.bajram@bigpond.com. You know, call me. You can call me on the phone, 0433 933 55 if you want.
No worries. We'll keep repeating that one to you all through the break, the summer break too. Bobby, we've got a big show on, as you know, but we just thought it'd be interesting to get your perspective. You have a couple of thoughts on what you thought some of the biggest sports stories were this year.
Well, you know what? I actually loved the grand. I loved the way the underdogs, the Footscray. Yeah. Oh, no. Geez, that's old-fashioned, old-time, isn't it? Western Bulldogs. Western Bulldogs Football Club. It won the grand final. Now I don't Barry, but they're my second team. But I just loved the way they played. They played four finals to get into the, or three finals to get into the grand final. They were the underdogs. They came, you know, they just picked the Greater Western Sydney in up there at Greater Western Sydney, and then they won their first game in Perth against the Eagles. And it was just a really inspiring sporting moment, which was fantastic. You know, like, it's an underdog story, like Michelle Payne winning the Melbourne Cup last year. And I really loved Mick Fanning going back and winning the Pipeline or wherever that he had that shark attack.
Yep.
Where was that, in South Africa?
Yeah, he went back to the same beach and won the competition there. Yes, fantastic, wasn't it?
I love those stories, those underdog stories, where it just gives me more get up and go to get up and down Mount Everest, you know. So it's a really, really great thing you know, when you said check out, you know, give me some top stories. Well, I reckon the Western Bulldogs winning the grand final is a ripper, along with, just remind me of Michelle Payne, like I said to you, winning the cup last year, and Mick Fanning, you know, giving that another crack going in the waters where a shark nearly took him for brekkie, lunch and dinner, you know. So, you know, there's some really, really good, inspirational sporting events of the, it's good that Ricardo, you know, came third in the World Championship in Formula One, which is really good. And we've got the Aussie Open, haven't we, coming up soon?
We do, absolutely. Yeah. All right, Bobby, it's been fantastic chatting. As I said, we'll speak to you more regularly, but September of 2017 is the target date now. And
September 2nd, 2017. I've got a sponsor called Allsat who I've got the priority to the satellite, so everyone will be able to watch me go up and down Mount Everest live on my webpage.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So that'll be that. And I'd just like to say thank you to Working Doc, Santo Chilara, and Rob Sitch and Tom Gleisner and Jane Kennedy and all
people.
Those guys that really support me too. So they're fantastic too. And Channel 10, of course. So everyone's right behind me, Neil, as you've been the greatest host on the greatest FM radio station in the world.
Well, it's good that you've picked that up in a few months, how good we are, Bobby, but we think you're fantastic. Better let you go, mate. It's been great chatting, and we'll certainly speak to you in a few weeks' time.
Love yous all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.